This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, folks, the foot of Canal Street, the foot of Poydras and all points in between been re-engineered, redesigned, and has turned into something that I don't think anybody ever really thought would be accomplished. But it has, and it comes to a conclusion for the most part today with the grand opening of Caesars. And joining us is Samir Sammy Mowat. He is the Senior VP and General Manager at the Caesars facility. He joins us. Sammy, welcome to the show.
What's up, Newell? Thank you for having us. Excited for today and just getting everything ready for our big grand opening celebration tonight.
So, Sammy, is it safe to say that at that location, Harrah's ain't there no more?
It is safe to say that as of I think that was it was around Memorial Day weekend when we were able to make the statement that everything that was Harrah's New Orleans was either renovated or behind a construction wall. But as you know from your last visit here, those construction walls were large and everywhere. And but now we're excited. Octavia is open, Nobu is open, our lobby is open, our valet is open, and we're going to host our board of directors here this week to commemorate such a special event for Caesars Entertainment, and then we will from there open up the hotel to all of the Swifties this weekend. We have a We still have a little bit of work to do in the hotel, but we will have 250 of our 340 rooms online for the big weekend.
Absolutely. I know tonight you have an event. It starts, what, at 6? It's open to the public, if my memory serves me correct. What can they expect?
Yeah, from 6 to 6:30, we're going to have a little bit of a ceremony outside on the stairs at Canal Street, and we're going to have some of our company leadership along with a couple local dignitaries just sort of commemorate the event. And then really it's going to be short and sweet and appropriate. But as we become Caesars New Orleans, and if you think about everything Harrah's New Orleans always stood for and Caesars New Orleans is now going to stand for, we're going to quickly transition to a big celebration and a big party in Octavia. That there'll be a private part to that and then a public part to that, and we're excited. Anybody that wants to come down and check it out, and then like I said, it really kicks off what is not only a great weekend for us, but it's going to kick off what is an incredible fall into winter. And I think everybody's already pointing to Super Bowl, right? I'll say it out loud.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's something we're thinking about all the time. So,
I actually have it on my calendar and plan to be there this evening. I've been fortunate enough to spend some time with you with the opening of the sports book and the opening of Octavia and Nobu and so many other different occasions. I can't wait to see the front entrance. I know we've been talking about that for a long period of time. And y'all have had to accommodate folks with traffic flow and stuff, and now the final footprint comes to fruition.
No question, and even you weren't here just that long ago, Newell, but I would tell you that opening up that front entrance, getting the windows open, getting valet open, it really was the last piece that makes the place feel cohesively done. And while, in the corners and the edges, we have a few things going on still, it feels like Caesars New Orleans now. And the reaction from both our employees, our team members, and guests alike, visitors that come in from other parts of our company, they all say it feels like we are Caesars. Another compliment we hear on the regular is it feels like Vegas. And, you know, that's one where it's important to us that it feels like Vegas and New Orleans. And so while you'll see the Caesar statue and you'll see Nobu, you'll also see the fleur-de-lis on the back of every chair. You'll see Emerald's Brasserie. You'll see Nina Compton's restaurant. And so we're excited to be the New Orleans version of that, which is, I can't think of anything better, quite honestly.
Well, if it feels like Caesar's, then it's safe to say that what goes on at Caesar's stay at Caesar's then, right?
Well, the foot of canal in Poitras, nobody wants to talk too much about that anyway, Newell, so we're good.
I know this has been a long and kind of arduous thing for you. I mean, personally, you and your staff, what are y'all feeling?
Look, I think the team is feeling a sense of pride. I would say there's a little bit of relief. It's been a long 3 years working through construction and being open the entire time and trying to be the great service providers that we've been known as while dealing with some of the disruption. And, for me personally, it's about the team, because at the end of the day, I would tell you that when I meet with my team, the folks that have really made it go, when I meet with our frontline employees and we talk about either what got us here or where we're at now, I would tell you that I'm proud to often be the dumbest guy in the room. They make me look very good, and they are the ones who have really made everything go. And the fun thing about tonight even is I would tell you the current version of Caesars Entertainment very much believes in promotion from within. So not only will we have all of our local team members here, there's a lot of folks who have been instrumental in the success of this over the last 3 years that are now at other properties in our company, and a fair number of them will be back tonight. And for me, it's just a privilege to get to honor them and to thank them for all of their efforts. And then after that, Newell, we're ready to be done with all this and do what we do best, which is drive business and make a little bit of money.
Absolutely. And this is for the benefit of Tommy Tucker, because we have this Catholic school rivalry going on that the leadership at Caesars are two Blue Jays and a Sally. And I just don't see the Shaw Eagle representation there yet. But
rivalries are where both sides have success. So Jesuit doesn't have many rivals, you know.
Boy, you just set off a whole host.
I'm not really that guy, but I can't help myself.
Yeah, no, you just set off a whole host of my friends. I'm going to tell you what. But let me just say, Sammy, congratulations. Thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations to you, your team, the transformation. Y'all always, you guys, y'all really have an interesting perspective, because I've heard you speak publicly about the redevelopment of that area of the city, and you're never shy about mentioning others and what they're doing and how much it creates that synergy down there where the tide rises for everyone. And it's really the sign of a good, credible leader. And I mean that with true sincerity. It takes everybody to succeed for the city to succeed, right?
There's no question, Newell. I appreciate you calling it out. At the end of the day, the idea that Caesars New Orleans is going to see the success that we wanted to see, the idea that we would do that on an island versus the way the city wins is it's that cliche, the rising tide floats all boats. And while, of course, we want to be one of the bigger boats on that water, the success of the city, working with not only the businesses around here, but with New Orleans and Company, with city government, with all of the people that support us and make this a great place to be, that's how we win. And you said it, I say it enough as well. I'm a guy who was fortunate enough to get raised in the Caesars Empire and then come home and have the privilege to assume this job. And so the fact that I'm able to help the city while I'm doing my part that I'm supposed to do for my company, it's a privilege and an honor, and we just appreciate your support and the fact that you would recognize us today.
Thank you so much for joining us, Sammy. I hope to see you at 6 o'clock on the steps there. Samir Sammy Mowad, Senior VP and General Manager at Caesars. Have a great evening.
Drinks tonight on me, Newell.
There you go.
I'll see you later.
All righty, man. We will be right back. 504-260-1870. Coleman's in the booth saying, I'm coming.
He got me at free drinks.
He said you got him at free drinks, Sammy. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.